Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Program is brought to you by our good friends at Birdies. It's Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf. Three golf simulators, full service bar, great TV options. And even if you're not a golfer, maybe you're a footy fan. In addition, of course, to all the great simulator options, they will also be opening early on Saturday and Sunday for the start of the English Premier League. So get on over there because it is downtown's headquarters for English Premier League soccer. August is also a great month to take advantage of the discounts they got going on at Birdies. If you book a simulator online at golfatbirdies.com, if you've got four players, you'll get 40% off, three players, 30% off, twosomes, 20% off, and if you're single, you get 10% off. Also, during the month of August, you can buy a full membership and receive a six-month membership free. They got all the details on the memberships at golfatbirdies.com. Located in the historic South Main District of downtown Birdies, it's number one, or Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf. Go check them out. Let's get into the list. BYU. All right, Tim. This is from On Three from Pete Nakos. He is reporting that Stanford transfer Bear Bachmeyer is trending to become BYU's starting quarterback. Why is this news, might you ask? Do you know what Bear Bachmeyer's number is?
Chris Cooley, 47, baby.
He is wearing number 47, y'all. That's a quarterback number. I was also thinking about this. Do you think not covering spreads is genetic? Because his brother's one of the all-time greats at never covering a line. At multiple stops, too.
He did. He did cover that debut, though, when they beat Florida State.
He did cover that. Was it Florida State or was it UCF?
I thought they beat Florida State. I thought his first start was like Monday night of Labor Day weekend against Florida State, like in 17 years ago, because he's
at Boise.
I think so.
Because he went Boise. He went Boise, La Tech, and then Wake. And I remember I looked it up at one point last year. He had gone 19 straight games without covering against an FBS opponent. That's good stuff.
19 straight?
Yeah, it was insane.
No.
It was unbelievable. Like, he had two FCS games that he had covered, but FBS, it was insane. Because you remember that year at La Tech got dark. And then Wake was so bad last year that Dave Clawson just retired.
So I take this BYU thing a couple ways. One, they're just playing the upside card because the other two kids were G5 transfers. Bear Bachmeyer is a legit four-star recruit. He was highly sought after, ended up going to Stanford, and then transferred out when everything unfolded with his brother.
Tiger.
The other two. McKay,
which, by the way, Tiger wearing 19. He's wearing 47. Which one's the receiver?
That would be Tiger.
Yes.
I used to play running back when I was younger, and when I made the transition to quarterback, I just kept the number. I don't know. I like the number, and it kind of brings you back to the primitive nature when you're playing. Quote from Hank Bachman.
I think it's a little cute.
Or Bear Bachman.
I don't like this.
I mean, they do have a very soft launch, BYU does. So,
I mean, no. I'm talking about the number. That's all I care about. I think I can't trust him for wearing that number. I was also thinking about this. Are we in agreement, with all due respect to Johnny Unitas, 19 is a number with a quarterback that you're just like, I just assume he's not good?
Yeah.
I think just about everything else, 1 through 18, I can at least... I'm not like the world's biggest fan of like 13 and 14, but like I will also make an exception if 13 left. If 13's left-handed,
I'm not a big six.
I think Baker wears it well.
He does. Well, that's. I mean, you need someone to change the perception.
I kind of like Jackson Dart in it too.
Tim Tebow wore 15. Peyton wore 16 in college, right? 18
yes.
In the pros.
Yes. Because it's always confusing when I see Arch take off and run. It's weird to see 16 Manning actually be able to run.
Yeah, Arch is wearing 16.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This screams to me, this is not good leadership, because you're making the number a story.
Devin Brown wore 33, and you know, we were told that was a true competition however many years ago.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, didn't trust him. Shea Patterson wore 20. That was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he tried to, like, spin it that, like, well, my grandfather wore this number, like, playing basketball 50 years ago. It's like, okay, you're stretching here, buddy.
Is Flutie the last north of 19 quarterback that had success in college football?
Jared Lorenzen, the hefty lefty.
Oh, the hefty lefty. Yes, good call.
He wore it well.
Filled it out, baby.
Rest in peace, of course.
Rest in peace, big guy.
So 47, that'll be a story to monitor throughout the year. Let's go with, speaking of, Arch Manning. I just wanted to bring this up because I absolutely loved this headline. Arch Manning does not make the Manning Award watch list. I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
Will there be pressure to not give him that award?
I mean, it's voted on like a normal award, right? Who gives out the... Yeah. So it's not like it's voted on by the Manning family, right?
I think also, didn't it... I think it used to be like a senior quarterback, and then they had to change the rules because everybody was going pro. I think it's given out in conjunction with...
He didn't make the watch list. Everyone makes the watch list.
Correct. He's the favorite to win the Heisman, but he's not the favorite to win the Manning Award.
Well, we're not going to watch him. He's not being watched for it. Here's your last winners. Cam Ward, Jaden Daniels, Stetson Bennett, really. Bryce Young, Mac Jones, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray. Essentially, best quarterback in college football gets this award.
Yes. Yeah, I think it is specific to quarterback.
Yes, it is a quarterback award.
A
collegiate quarterback, football quarterback, adjudicated to be the best in the United States. That is the award.
Okay. Bowl projections. All right, so Mark Schlabach and Kyle Bonagura, I believe that's how you say it, over at ESPN, they did bowl projections. So this is what I want to discuss their playoff with you. You ready? All right, so both have Boise as their 12 seed. Bonagura puts Georgia as his 5 seed, and Mark puts Ohio State as his 5 seed. Bonagura puts Miami as his 11, at Notre Dame his 6. Mark puts Arizona State as his 11, at number 6 Alabama. Bonagura has Bama at 7, hosting Arizona State. Mark has Notre Dame at 7, hosting LSU. Oh my God, how much fun would you have?
God, that'd be great.
And then they both have in their 8-9 game, Oregon hosting, I'm sorry, they both have Oregon as their 8 seed. Bonagura has LSU as his 9, whereas Mark has him as Miami as his 9. So they still have the same teams, 5 through 12, but in different orders. And then their number 1 seed is both Texas. The number 2 seed for Bonagura is Penn State. The number 2 seed for Mark is Clemson. The 3 seed for Mark is Penn State, and the 4 seed, or sorry, the 3 seed for Bonagura is
Ohio State.
Ohio State, and then the
they have the same 12 teams.
Yes. Are you in agreement?
No.
All right. Who do you dislike?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, first of all, I don't know.
It's preseason content, but like,
by the way, I am a sucker for bowl projections. I look at them absolutely. All the time. I love them. I get to call, you know, 2 to 3 obscure bowl games every year, so I'm always like, who do they have in the Potato Bowl? Oh, okay, that'd be fun. I love bowl projections. Shouts to my guy Brett McMurphy. Who am I? I don't know.
If you had to say right now, who would you pick as your 12?
As my G5?
So who would be your 12 team? So I would presume you're probably going to roll with Boise.
I am going to roll with Boise, but I'm not ultra confident in it. I think they're going to win the Mountain West. I do think there's definitely a world where an American team is that representative, whether it be Tulane, Memphis.
Well, I mean, Tulane actually has a shot to, like, I don't think people are talking about Tulane's schedule enough.
Tulane has 2 Power 4 teams at home this year. They play...
And they play 3 of them. If you count Northwestern.
Right, yeah. So, you've got a pretty intriguing schedule if you're Tulane. I think Boise wins the Mountain West, but I wouldn't be surprised if they lost Week 1 to South Florida. I think it's safe to say they're probably going to lose at Notre Dame. And the schedule in the Mountain West is not daunting, and the Mountain West is down this year.
And I think that's a trend that's going to continue.
And I think they're going to get the benefit of the doubt because they were competitive against Penn State last year. But I think Tulane's got a real shot. But I'll say Boise State. Like, of the 12, I think Oregon is – I think people – the schedule – is pretty easy for Oregon, but I think too many people are penciling in Oregon into the playoff.
I think I agree with you. Also, they had Evan Stewart get hurt, and didn't they just suspend another receiver?
I didn't see that.
I think they just suspended someone this week. Now, I'm sure if he's good, he'll be back for a game that matters.
Yeah. Jurian Dickey. Suspended indefinitely for a team violation.
I guess it's being handled internally.
I'm sure it is.
All right. I'm weirdly...
I guess the one...
Are we sure on Texas?
I'm not. I'm not sure on a lot of these teams. I'm not sure on Notre Dame, and I'm not just being like a pessimistic homer. Like, Notre Dame's quarterback battle is scaring the crap out of me right now.
What's the latest there?
I think Kenny Minchie might win the job over C.J. Carr, who was a ballyhooed recruit, and everyone kind of handicapped. I mean, once the season ended, it was a 3-man race for the job. It was C.J. Carr, Kenny Minchie, and then Steve Angeli, who is the guy who came in at the end of the second quarter, had the field goal drive against Penn State, and he lost out and transferred to Syracuse. And Minchie was the one we're like, wow, surprised that he ultimately, you know, is going to be the backup. And now, whether it's, I think it's kind of C.J. Carr has not taken the job and Kenny Minchie might get it. So we'll see. I think the roster's deep, but I wouldn't be surprised if they stumbled a little bit. They could lose Week 1. They could lose Week 3. They could be 0-2. It wouldn't be surprising.
I'm weirdly, I don't know. I'm now doubting myself because I actually think Alabama is going to be really good.
I started the show with it, man. I bet him yesterday to make the playoff. I think this team, for however we can sleep in air quotes on a top 10 team, I think we're doing that on Alabama. The defense is nasty. Nasty.
I also think that...
And Ryan Williams...
Like, Ty Simpson just kind of has to be like McElroy plus.
Yes.
He doesn't have to be that good.
Nope. He just has to avoid being a disaster. And I think they'll probably use Keelan Russell a little bit too. Like I don't know if you've seen the tape on him.
They'll keep him happy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'll make him an up back on a fake punt, but
the dumb
Justin
dumb Kirby.
Fields. Oh god, that was one of the dumbest plays. That game dumbest was plays of college football history.
No, I have no problem with that. It doesn't. I'll say this:
not
it,
number one, but like, it's
but it doesn't get its due. It doesn't get made fun of enough.
No, it doesn't, because he's won two titles now.
Well, so on like top of that, like Alabama was just in base defense.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Justin Fields is playing up back. Probably gonna
might want to watch him.
We're gonna keep an eye on that right there.
Might want to keep an eye on him. All right, here's an update. Michigan. I have no idea what this even means, but this is from the On3 Rivals site, Sam Glenwater, who covers Michigan. Michigan officially received their punishments and sanctions as a result of their sign-stealing scandal this morning from the NCAA. Now the Wolverines have responded to what's been imposed against them. The Maize and Blue have released a statement in response to their punishment levied by the NCAA. You ready for this one? Quote, we appreciate the work of the Committee of Infractions, but respectfully, in a number of instances, the decision makes fundamental errors in interpreting NCAA bylaws, and it includes a number of conclusions that are directly contrary to the evidence or lack of evidence in the record. We will appeal this decision to ensure a fair result, and we will consider all other options. What are they appealing? The money? Like, they didn't get a postseason ban. Like,
I know. Shouldn't you just be like, all right, fine, we'll just.
I would like to know, is this
down the road?
Well, I was wondering, is this sincere? Or is this like, we got to make it look like we're doing something to the people that are going to have to fork over the $20 million? Like, I wonder if that's what's happening. Like, if you know a group of people are going to have to pay the $20 to $30 million, whatever the number is, do you have to make it look like that you fought a little bit?
I think so.
Like, that's what I would like to know. How sincere is this effort to quote unquote appeal?
Can I tell a quick story?
Yes, you may.
So I used to be a minor league baseball broadcaster, and one of the things that we used to have to do, and it was the thing that I hated the most, was bring the box scores to the both teams after the game.
Oh, yeah.
And you just get yelled at if there was a questionable call, because the pitching coach is trying to defend his pitcher so he can help out his ERA because he's trying to get promoted, whatever. So I don't know who the broadcaster was. I didn't see it. I was told it. But he got a text message during the game from the manager.
Do we get a little managing official scoring?
And he's like, hey, that's ridiculous. Go tell the official scorer that should be a hit. So the broadcaster walks over there and starts waving his arms because it's, you know, in the press box. He's like,
right.
I don't actually care. I agree with the call, but I'm just trying to show my manager that I'm fighting for the call.
Yeah.
And he like walked back. Is that what Michigan's doing right now?
I think so. That's my guess.
And we didn't get banned from the postseason, but we are so angry at this ridiculous decision for us who make, I don't know if it's billions, but many, many millions in our athletic department.
So Pete Thamel has just weighed in. It seems like our instinct is correct. Michigan continuing to show verbal bluster. They take a shot at the NCAA today, claiming, quote, fundamental errors in interpreting NCAA bylaws, end quote, without specifying. Prior athletic director Ward Manuel called a Big Ten penalty completely unethical before pulling back on threat to go to court. So it seems like that's what is indeed happening.
Good job, Michigan.
I mean, they won today, right?
I think so.
I mean, basically, Andy Staples pointed out Tennessee actually kind of set the standard of when they threw Pruitt under the bus for the McDonald's bags of like, hey, we're going to work with you. We're going to pay a massive fine, but you're not going to do anything. And the NCAA is like, okay, fine. We'll keep rolling with that. So I just did not understand like what people were expecting. Like, I at no point did I think that a postseason ban was on the table. Cleveland, the Browns. I believe you sent this to me.
Yeah.
So Are the Cleveland Browns chronicling their own quarterback battle?
Sure are.
All right, how did this come across your wire?
All right, so the Browns, about an hour ago, tweeted out, the QB battle is heating up, and we're taking you behind the scenes in the brand new series, Man Under Center. Watch episode one. And then they retweeted their own tweet and said, four quarterbacks, one starting job.
There's technically five.
That's true. Snoop Huntley.
Yep.
Hashtag Pro Bowler. A journey through the offseason, training camp, and into preseason for the ultimate decision. And Andy Staples, I actually thought his tweet was pretty good. This is how it came on my radar. He goes, if you tell me their draft strategy was actually just a content play, I will believe it.
You know, I've been thinking about it. I know people are ripping it. I'm actually okay with it. If you know you don't have a quarterback, which they don't.
Oh, God, no.
And you also know now they actually, after they've been able to restock draft assets post Deshaun. Why not take a couple of shots?
Deshaun is still on the roster.
Correct. He was also, I did not realize this. You told me this. I didn't realize he was on the sideline on last Friday.
Yeah.
Well, no,
how awkward is this?
Well, I mean, it's going to get even more awkward because Florio's been all over this. It's going to get more awkward because he is intending to come back this year and his doctors are going to clear him. The Browns are obviously going to want to not clear him. So they're going to have a choice to make where either they have to either roster him or cut him. Like, they have no other options. It has to be the worst trade in sports, right? Oh, is it?
Ooh,
is it?
Ooh, it's up
is
there.
It worse than Luka?
Luka
at least
time
did
will tell.
Luka at least did return Anthony Davis.
And Anthony Davis, in the defense of the worst NBA trade maybe of all time, Anthony Davis is still on the roster. They have Cooper Flagg now. Kyrie's going to return at some point this year.
It was all part of the process, as we learned.
The smartest man in the room told us, you know, he knew that a 1% chance to win Cooper Flagg was all part of trading away Luka for one first-round pick in Anthony Davis. Yeah, I mean, I think, well, it's the trade and then it's the contract. It's like that parlay of horrendous trade and then a $250 million contract or $230 million contract all guaranteed. But he's 100% gone next year, right?
I think so. I think if you're Deshaun, I think you hope they do cut you. Because if they indeed cut him, there's the chance that he could go and latch on with, at the end of the season, like he can pick his situation, and there's a chance he can go and latch on to one of the teams that doesn't have a quarterback, and maybe you could get a gig for next year. I also was never a believer. I never thought he was that good.
I thought some of his Houston years were...
He was the king of putting up numbers down three scores.
I actually contended I had left DC, and this is prior to the allegations, but I had said Washington should trade the number two pick for Deshaun Watson, which was going to be Chase Young, and everyone was like, oh my God, you're crazy. Chase Young's going to be a superstar. Yeah, how'd that work out?
Well, you were half right.
I know. I was like, that would have been a bad trade by both teams because Chase Young wasn't that good, and Deshaun Watson was a scumbag, found out he's a scumbag and not that good.
Yeah, if you go and you watch, he made a lot of hay with the COVID year when nobody was playing defense.
Yeah, his PFF number that year was astronomical.
Made a lot of money. But prior to that, he was like the king of down three scores, kind of Philip Riversing it, really putting up some good numbers when you're out of the game.
Will you watch the competition for the four quarterbacks? I do love the fact that old man Flacco is in this room. They had a story the other day that apparently, like, he just doesn't shut up. Like, he just, like, is straight up old man telling stories.
I'm going to say no because it's state media.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I was about to say, I have a different question about this.
Go ahead.
What is with this just random growth of teams putting out multi-part postseason, preseason series about their training camp? Because I know the Jets are doing one. They did one for OTAs. Found out the Niners are also having one on their YouTube channel. The Browns have one.
My instinct is it is literally the rule number one of the story. Or rule number one of the show.
Tell your story.
I mean, I think it's...
I wonder how many teams are doing this. Because right now we have three, not including Hard Knocks.
Well, Cobb and I were talking about this. Did you see that Oklahoma, Tim, is going to pay... They're going to allow people to pay, fans to pay to go to the post-game presser?
If you pay to do that, you should...
I was
your head examined.
I was trying to explain this. I think there's no bigger disconnect between the reality of the post-game presser and what fans think. I think fans think of it as like, oh, that would be cool to go. And you and I both know, hey man, everybody is in there trying to get out of there as soon as they can. Like, everyone, it doesn't matter if you're writing and you're on a deadline, you're trying to get out of there. If you're a video person, you're trying to get what you're trying to get, edit, and get out of there. If you're on radio, you're usually trying to get your sound bite and get it back to the broadcast. I think people think it's something entirely different than it is.
Post-game press conferences used to give me heartburn because I used to have to be like, when I was an intern or part-timer, like, please, God, let this be recording properly.
Oh, God, yes.
Get the old malt box, double check it.
Oh, there's nothing worse than the, oh, my God. Or when you had your recorder and you go to plug it in and the file's not there.
Oh, no, yeah.
But you knew, like, I saw it recording. Like, I watched it. The red light was on.
Oh, yeah, and that was your, literally your only job was to
correct.
Go and get post-game sound.
Oh, God.
And then you're scrambling and... Especially early on in your career, you probably don't have any friends yet in the media. Like, I used to, like, once I was there long enough, I'd be like, hey, Craig, can I get your post-game? He's like, yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, my first year covering, I think it was when I was an intern, summer of, like, 08, we used to have, like, a mini disc player that
I had
to record onto. There was no going back if you messed up on that one. Once MP3 files came around, you could just email them. It became easier.
Yeah, but there were so many of those stupid recorders, you know, that would use like that USB cord that never plugged into anything. You know, like it plugged into your recorder, but there was nothing else in your life that used that cord. There were so many times where it's like, I would go and try to attach it to my computer to get the sound, and it just had a mind of its own. It's like sometimes it would save it in the same folder, and then other times it was like, we're going to just have you go on a goose chase. Like, see if you can find it. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Bruce Feldman's hot seat rankings. It's that time of the year. There's nothing quite like it. We'll discuss his hot seat rankings when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Couple of things, Tim, before we get into Bruce Feldman's hot seat rankings. Did you see the president of NFL Films admitted what we all know about Hard Knocks?
That I did not, no.
The what happened in the Giants was basically like the end of it being good.
Oh, really?
Yes. Quote, when that one or two clips about Saquon got removed and isolated and blew up on social media, as we've seen, they've taken on a life of their own. That certainly gives people pause in the NFL and in every other walk of life about doing those sorts of shows. It's funny. We all want to go viral, right? Not for the wrong reasons, but it's a measure of success in the world we live today. But can also go in different directions that nobody can predict. Like it was in an interview with Sports Business Journal. Even though it was one of the best seasons that they've put out,
it was great.
It was ultimately too good for NFL teams to be comfortable with ever doing again.
I also think it was good too because it was over a long stretch of time.
Yeah, they had more material.
Hard Knocks. You realize like
they're having to turn it around in basically like.
5-6 days?
Well, I mean, think about it. A lot of times, because now this week's episode was better just because you had the game film.
Right.
And so basically, you know, you get the game tape and then you have basically 3 days to turn it around. But yes, I mean, this is George, I think this answers the question. Why are teams doing it more in-house? It's because they can have complete control of it. They think, and it's also the classic, like, oh, people love behind the scenes. We love authentic behind the scenes, not the sanitized version.
Right.
Also, you pointed this also out from Awful Announcing that there is someone in the outfield at Wrigley today wearing a clown shirt and a sign that says, I suck at fantasy football. I have a take for everyone. I think fantasy football punishments are stupid. They're never as clever or funny as you think they are. And if you really want to punish them, make the person that finishes last pay the most. I would like to know this. I don't know anybody that does fantasy football punishments that actually played sports. It's always the people that just played that got into fantasy sports.
The only one I thought was creative was that they made the last place guy just travel to like the most random town in America and spend the whole weekend there. I was like, that's kind of fun.
I've heard one where somebody had to travel, like it was like from Tampa to Orlando. They had to travel or they had to fly from Tampa to Orlando, but they had to go east. So, like, you literally had to go, like, around the world. But then you start to get into the thing where it's like, if it costs 10 grand.
Yeah.
Like
to send someone to, like, you know, Bismarck, North Dakota and be like, hey, go hang out there.
My problem is they're a lot like April Fool's jokes. For every good one, there's like 15 that are just stupid.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bruce Feldman over at The Athletic. So we've got the hot seat ranking. He's doing it by conferences. What I thought was interesting is in the ACC, I don't think any of these are a surprise. The Commonwealth of Virginia's got problems. Tony Elliott and Brent Pry both on the hot seat. He grades Elliott as very warm, and he grades Brent Pry as hot. In the Big 12, Brent Brennan, I don't think that comes as a surprise to anyone because apparently there was a movement at the end of last year to do a one and done.
They had the money, apparently.
I always love when they say that. I always say, prove it. I think they didn't have the money. Scott Satterfield, I just feel like it doesn't matter where Scott Satterfield coaches. He's on the hot seat, right?
Well, he left Louisville to go to Cincinnati, and we were like, what? But that was the old, yeah, I'm probably going to get fired here, so let me go to take this job.
Well, and then when he was at Louisville, he interviewed for South Carolina because he, yeah. And then told people, he's like, well, I wanted to be closer to home. It's like, all right. Mike Gundy, he says, still hot. In the Big Ten, he only has one name. That name, Mike Locksley. So it's not our boy Lincoln Riley. I thought Maryland was kind of happy with Locksley. Like, I feel like they
last year lost a lot of goodwill. By the way, speaking of Lincoln Riley, Maryland 1-8 in Big Ten play. Lone win?
That would be USC.
Yep.
So last year ends up not helping him. All right, this is where it gets good. So the SEC, I think for the first time in my lifetime, I'd have to go and check the tape, but I think for the first time in my lifetime, no one got fired. So you can usually bank on when a situation like that happens, the SEC is going to get cooking this year. Sam Pittman, hot, duh. Hugh, he lists as toasty.
Is that hotter than hot or less hot?
I take toasty as below hot.
Okay,
it's getting there. They're cranking it up a little bit.
I think toasty, if
let's get a little toasty in here.
A little toasty outside.
So if warm is medium and hot is well done, I take toasty as medium well. Or maybe even like
co-sign that.
Medium plus. Maybe in between medium and medium well.
Been in the oven maybe
Correct.
2 minutes too long.
Yeah. Again, it's like, it's the steak you'd eat when you were 8. Napier, he has lukewarm but worth keeping an eye on. Mark Stoops, warm but not especially. Your boy Brian Kelly, tepid but worth keeping an eye on.
Mark Stoops' buyout is $40 million.
Oh, yeah.
God. God love agents.
You'll never guess who his is.
The guy who does everybody's?
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Shout out to the great city of Memphis. Brian Kelly, he lists as tepid but worth keeping an eye on. Brent Venables, kind of hot, but things should cool down. That implies to me that he thinks, like, Venables definitely feels like a guy that talks to Bruce, doesn't it? That feels like
$40 million buyout.
That feels like I'm not gonna put my buddy on the hot seat right now, even though, like, yeah, he's on the hot seat.
I think the only one I would push back on is Brent Venables. It's definitely hot, and they spent a lot of money this offseason to build this roster, and fair or not, they've got a top five most challenging schedule in college football this year. And, like, you're telling me week two when they play Michigan, and if they lose that game, people aren't going to be raising eyebrows, and then 2 weeks later if they lose to Auburn? Like, if they're 2-2 going into their bye week, they're definitely talking about hot seat, because let me tell you about the rest of the schedule. After you play Kent State, who's a glorified Division II team right now.
I mean, I'm dead serious. How many FCS teams would beat Kent State?
Well, I'll give you the answer of Bill Conley just put out his SP Plus numbers.
With everybody? With everybody in it. So how many? I mean, I bet it's more. I would say it's close to double digits.
More than double digits. No doubt. I was thinking like 30 or 40.
Always, what's, it's Bill...
ESPN Bill C. underscore Bill C. I would say, let's see, Kent State comes in at 193. There's 136. He's got Division II teams ahead of them. He's got Grand Valley State, Division II, 8 spots ahead of Kent State.
That's insane.
Let's do the quick one. One, great radio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I mean, yeah. It's over 40.
I mean, that's... That is something. I mean, I do think that's...
He's got Division III North Central only 13 spots behind them.
Well, I mean, it's why when I heard Sean Lewis, they weren't happy with him. I was like, I don't think that guy gets enough credit. Like, that job is impossible.
It's one of the worst jobs in college football. All right, so back to Oklahoma. Texas at South Carolina, Ole Miss at Tennessee, at Bama, Mizzou, LSU. 8 straight games. They don't play Kentucky. They don't play Mississippi State. And they don't play Vandy. Good luck. And I think they'll be better.
Yeah, that's the thing. They can be better and they could be 7-5.
Right.
I do wonder. He's the one I've always wondered. Is he a coordinator, not a coach? Not a head coach.
Venables?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is quite the risk. Did you see where, like, 4 years ago, is it Arbuckle? Who's the Wazoo guy that's now the OC that brought Mateer with him? He was driving Uber 4 years ago. That's quite the glow up. That is quite the glow up. All right.
Hashtag Moneyline Mateer.
Yeah, baby. Moneyline Mateer. Do we like that one?
It's okay. It's easy.
I like it better after this week.
No. That's what I'm saying. Moneyline Mateer.
We've heard worse.
I'll just tell you, man, how good is Ferris State? They're better than, according to Bill Conley, Tulsa, Nevada, UTEP, Middle Tennessee. They're also 59 spots ahead of Kent State.
Is Ferris State one of, like, those Michigan teams that, like, would actually beat the, like, it's one of the Michigan D2 teams that would beat half of the MAC?
Yeah, like Grand Valley State.
Yeah.
They get a bunch of transfers, like the third or fourth stringers from, like, those big time programs. That's what Mountain Union did forever.
Yeah.
It was like they got the Ohio State cast-offs.
Yeah, and then whatever, Wisconsin Whitewater.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. Yeah, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell your story next. Right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I wanted to go with the king to end the week, Mike Florio, because he's asking a question that I know everybody's had top of mind. He just has the audacity to say it. New Heights YouTube glitch raises concerns about Chiefs-Chargers week one. I mean, we all were thinking it, of course. We were thinking that, but I saw this right before I went to the show, and this is one of those stories that you know exactly what they're doing, and it drives me insane. This is The Athletic. She might be the world's best wide receiver. Meet Isabella Garassi, U.S. flag football star. I'm sure she's great, and I can't wait to root for her in 2 years, or 3 years, whatever. No, she's not. Like, I hate when they do this stuff, and it's like, they're trying to just do, like, it's just fishing. No, she's not. And I'm sure she's a great athlete. And that's the thing, it's like, it has nothing to do with her. Stop doing this stuff. Ugh.
The crankbait working.
Ugh. All right, what are you looking forward to this weekend? Our last. When do you head to Hawaii? And are you taking your Comrex?
I'll call in next Friday.
Do we still have? Is that long distance? Is it? Because it still remembers like the Remember when you Alaska and Hawaii used to be different prices?
Did you see the numbers real quick? I know we got a break. Did you see the numbers? 379 views on Instagram, 61.6 million on Twitter, 34.5 on TikTok. That's the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast numbers, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. I will say, though, I think it's all Swifties.
Probably.
All right, my man.
My wife watched the whole thing.
Have a great weekend. See of course, is Tim Murray. For George, for Tim, this is Jefferson. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kinn Show's coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.